So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories and the Spirit rises up in me, it's through the fire my weakness is made strong.
Present help, yes. Present help in time of trouble. Another scripture says that he is our strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and are safe. I just want to give praise to the Lord this morning that he is a God who allows us to weather the storms of life and learn a few lessons in the process. Amen. And we appreciate the Lord this morning. I want to welcome everyone to Calvary Baptist Church. I want to welcome those watching on Facebook. And always a privilege to have somebody watching us when we preach, in person or on camera. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in. And all I can say this morning is, welcome winter. Welcome winter. Very, very, very chilly this morning. And weatherman told us it was coming, and it's here. And so it's an opportunity, if you have a fireplace, to fire up the fireplace, you know. And what a blessing it is during any season of our world, whether it's winter, spring, fall, summer. There's always something we have to look forward to. Not necessarily the cold part. But God always has something different for every season. This morning we want to mention a few things, and then we're going to pray. I ask you to pray for my voice as we try to preach today. I have someone on standby for tonight, but I think we'll get through it. I think we'll get through it. And I want to preach this morning and tonight. But we're on the tail end of of a cold. So I appreciate your prayers. Let's just remember those who are sick, who has been to the hospital, those who are awaiting appointments to go to. We have several that are sick, several that are in it, have been in and out of the hospital. So just pick up a bulletin if you would, in the foyer or over to my right and your left. That'll be great. All right, any special requests this morning before we pray? We're going to jump right into it. Okay, well, so good to see everybody. And if you're glad you came today, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord has something special. I just know He does. Father, we love You today. We thank You. We give You praise in advance for the things in our life that You're doing. Lord, thank You for a church to go to where we can stand and represent You. Father, our heart's desire this morning is to encourage others. And I pray, Lord, that You would allow us to do that. Help all of us encourage each other. And Lord, I just pray for a special touch upon everyone that's here this morning, from our choir members, those singing in the choir this morning, those listening in the congregation. Lord, I just pray for a special blessing for everyone. Bless those that are watching on Facebook. If there's one amongst us that's not saved, I pray You'd save them. If there's a Christian here that's already saved but that's discouraged, I pray You'd encourage them. Do all things, Lord, that You seem fit, and we will praise You for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
You stand with me, choir. Would you stand with me? Turn over to page number 333, and let's sing "I'll Fly Away." All right, sing with me now.
Some glad morning with its light and joy. Just a few more weary days and then I'll ride away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll ride away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by,
seated as well. Again, so good to see you in the house of the Lord today, and what a beautiful day the Lord's given. And it is a little crisp out there, the air is this morning, but hey, it's we're approaching winter time, and something to be thankful for. And I love the seasons. Amanda said this morning, I just like all the seasons, and I do as well. And please remember, some are not here with us today, and I pray the Lord just keep them safe and bring them back home safely to us. And so please remember those. It's amazing that Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And I believe next Sunday evening is our Thanksgiving service. Regular time, 5 o'clock next Sunday evening. And so please remember that. And there's a sign-up sheet. Please remember that. That's important. We got to have food. We need food to eat if we're going to have a Thanksgiving meal downstairs. So make sure you hit that list before you leave this morning. Something many already have, and we're very thankful for that. But that'll be a very special service next Sunday evening, regular time, 5 o'clock, downstairs in the fellowship hall. It'll be a great meal. I'm sure we'll have a devotion, something centered around Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for, amen?
Amen.
And so we just want to come and share in that time together. And I know a lot of folks will be gearing up to have their Thanksgiving meal and their Thanksgiving time with their family, some in a lot of different times. So we actually have ours next Saturday. We usually have it the Saturday before Thanksgiving so that everyone can be there. So please, please remember that for next Sunday at 5 o'clock. Choir, if you'll meet me this afternoon at 4, choir's going to start working on some new songs. And I just want to say that a lot of people have asked me how you feel this morning. I'm thankful. I'm feeling a little better every day. Amen. And God's been good. Amen. And we just praise Him and thank Him for it. And we're going to try our best. Lord, be our helper. We're going to try and go back to work tomorrow. If that don't turn out well, I'm just going to turn in my retirement papers and stay at the house. But I'm kidding. I wish I could. But we're not very far from that, so we've got a couple more years to try and get through. But we're going to try our best to get back to work tomorrow. So you pray for me. I appreciate it. And we have many prayer requests this morning. Please remember Brother Alan Barrett. He had open heart surgery on Friday, had a triple bypass done. All of those were like 99% blocked. So he's struggling a little bit, not feeling the greatest, but the surgery was successful. So he's doing well. And I pray for a quick recovery from that. But we're so thankful. But please remember Brother Alan and family in prayer. Let's go to him in a word of prayer and just ask the Lord to be with us. Pray for our pastor this morning. The Lord would touch him and that he would speak to us this morning what God has given him. May our hearts and our minds be open to receive the word of God today. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
And again, it's so good to see you. Let's go to him in a word of prayer and ask God's blessing on the service as well as an offering. Brother Johnny Eccles, would you take us to the Lord in a word of prayer this morning? Thank you.
just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the
just say we have a brand new choir member. Where's she? There she goes right there. Brand new choir member this morning. We're very thankful for that. And also let me say that it's so good to have Miss Catherine back with us this morning. We've truly missed her. She's not been able to be with us for some time. And it's so good to have Miss Catherine back on the organ. And I'm very thankful for our musicians. Amen. Thankful for our choir. If you've been praying about becoming a part of a choir, we just might happen to have a seat for you up there. And we'd love to have you. This would be a great evening. Choir practice at 4. You pray for the ladies as they sing this morning.
Sometimes in this life, you might get discouraged. You wonder if you're all alone. You're just barely hanging on. Just stop and remember all the things he's done for you. Just look up to Jesus and he will pull you through.
So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know.
Or forsake us, and it's true. You're my today and my tomorrow. I'm not living without you. So I'll give you every breath. Lord, use me as you will. You made a way when there was no way. I can help but worship you. So I will
lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know.
You're my light in my dark hour. You're my sunshine in the rain. I'm surrounded by your love, Lord. You're my healer through the pain.
You're my Savior, you're my anchor. You're my refuge through the storm. I can't help but speak your name, Lord. We're gonna praise forevermore.
So I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low,
I will lift my praise to the one who goes before me. Lift my praise to the one who sets me free. If I'm on the mountain high or in the valley low, I will lift my praise for the world to know. I will lift my praise for the world to know. To know.
Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that special morning. And God has been good. And God is good whether He answers my prayers the way I think He should or not. God is good, but I want to say that's a lesson to be learned. It's a lesson to be learned. The Bible says God is good, and He is. But for the individual, when you start out as a believer, and you pray and you think that, well, I prayed, God's going to answer my prayer the way I prayed, then God will begin to take you down a path to teach you some things about prayer. But God's good, period, this morning. And I'm so thankful that God does answer prayer the times that we pray in a specific way. And God can do that. God does that at times. It's just all accordance to His will. And so if there's someone that's sick, if there's someone who has cancer, guess what I want to pray? That God will heal them. That God will heal them. And God heals some and others. God takes them down another path. And same God, but just two different journeys. And so it's all up to Him this morning. But God is good, and He does take us down our own different paths. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Y'all check out my new cup. I got me a Yeti. Yeah. That's right, brother. Make sure. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. We're going to look at one verse. That is verse number 18 this morning. I have preached from here before several times, but I want to go somewhere different with this verse this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 18 in just a moment. I want to look at some things here. Last Sunday night, we had a testimony service to start the month of November, and it seemed like everybody enjoyed that. Did you enjoy Sunday night? And so we had a time of testimony, and everybody, we went around the room, and everybody shared, gave testimony of some things that God has done in their lives. This morning, we want to continue with the Thanksgiving theme. I do want to say for the longest period of time now, there have been people getting sick, getting diagnosed, and just struggling physically. Seems like for the longest time, all you hear is someone is sick. Then you hear about another situation, and now they have cancer, or a loved one has died. But it seems to me that it's around sickness more than death, that there's a lot of people right now struggling physically. A very close friend of Christy and I lie in bed this morning recovering from breast cancer. She will keep a port in her neck for chemo treatments through March. Just the other day, she felt another cyst near the incision place where she had breast cancer. And so we want you to help us pray this morning for this lady, that it's not another cancer spot. And so she made it through breast cancer, and yet she is going through a time that absolutely has broke our hearts, and Miss Xavier. And so the Lord willing, she'll be able to have that port taken out as soon as possible and go on about her life. Just help us pray that cyst, the spot she feels or is around the incision, is not another cancer spot. It just seems like every time you turn the page, you turn the corner, someone else is going through deep waters, and it's been on and on and on. I read on Facebook at Floyd Road on their page that Brother Keith Collins is undergoing some test results and x-rays, and some may remember this or not. I know the McClendons do, but I guess it was 10 years plus ago, around that time, Brother Keith went to Peru, answered God's call to Peru, and he was there and started to plant a church, and one morning he woke up paralyzed from the neck down. And make a long story short, He got his feeling back. They diagnosed him with multiple sclerosis. They said somehow he contracted it there, is the last thing I heard. And so all these years he's been fine, but now all of a sudden this is surfacing. And I think it's the same thing. And so you're hearing about people, even some who are going after life the hardest and the most. You're hearing of them even getting sick and things happening. So there's just a lot of sickness and struggling going on. In our church alone, many have been going through health storms. We could name one by one. Brother Allen just got through lifting his praise of how God has and is walking him through his situation. And so we can go on and on about the struggles physically and the things taking place in each and every one of our lives. Now, here we are at the U.S. holiday Thanksgiving, right in the middle of all of the struggles and all of the problems and burdens and pains. And at this time of year, families gather together, they eat. Some watch football. We're a baseball family. Some watch football and some catch up. We even began to see the good old Publix grocery store Thanksgiving commercials with families gathering around the table and having a great time and smiling. But I do want to say this morning that the world and TV portrays this time of year being this big, grand, and glorious experience. But if the truth be told this morning, it's not that way in a lot of homes. In a lot of lives this morning, there's nothing grand and glorious about this year's Thanksgiving. The world would portray it to be one of no cares, no worries, no problems, just simply this perfect season and nothing but fun and family and food. Well, that's the case for some, but it's not the case for everyone. And so the holidays this morning are hard times for a lot of people. There's the missing seat at the table. There's the quiet house. Many will spend Thanksgiving at the cemetery placing flowers on the grave of loved ones. Some this morning and through this holiday season, they will spend it at the hospital or doctor's office waiting to receive treatment or waiting on test results to see if you've got cancer or not. That's the reality of the world that we live in. And here we are at Thanksgiving. I want to ask a question to all of us this morning. And the question is simply this. Can we find our praise? Can we find our praise this morning? Some may be going through a good time and praise the Lord if you are. That's a time to praise the Lord. But a whole lot of people are going through a rough time right now. And the question I propose again is, can you find your praise in what you're going through? This morning, with the help of the Lord, I want to preach a few moments on this subject, finding your praise. Finding your praise. Notice, if you would, in verse number 18. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so it tells us here to give thanks. Give thanks. And so we have a wide scope to give thanks in. He says, in everything, give thanks. This word, everything, or the words, everything, is a wide scope. It's a wide scope. It's the good. It's the bad. It's the ugly. It's everything. So he tells us to give thanks in everything. It's easy to give thanks when times are good. It's much harder to give thanks when difficult to give thanks when times are hard. I'm pretty sure everybody would agree with that statement. So again, the question this morning is, Will you, can you find your praise where you're at right now? Finding your praise. No, life is not how you would want it right now. No, everything isn't laid out perfectly like it was last year, if it was last year. No, physically you're not where you want to be, and financially you're not where you want to be. And so right in the middle of this Thanksgiving season, the holidays, I ask that question, can you find your praise? Well, the Bible commands us and challenges us to find our praise. I want to mention three things this morning out of this one verse, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Number one, we see the possibility of finding our praise, or the possibility to give thanks. Notice what he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we see that the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Thessalonian believers to give thanks in everything, and that it was possible to give thanks. All right? Let me say that again. The Apostle Paul is encouraging the Thessalonian believers to give thanks in everything, and that it was possible to give thanks in everything. Notice, if you would, what he says, in everything give thanks, and here it is, for this is the will of God. He says it is God's will for you to give thanks in everything, the good and the bad. And so by this statement from the Apostle Paul, it is literally encouraging these believers. And today, as we read, it encourages us, or at least it should, that it's God's will to give thanks, not only in the good situations of life, but the challenging situations of life. It's God's will that we give thanks. What a blessing it is to know that this is a possibility, that we can find something good to thank God for while we're going through a storm and troubling times in our life. And so what does it mean? What does that statement mean? It is the will of God. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It just simply means that this is what God wants us to do. The Lord doesn't want us to live in discouragement. When something happens in our life, He doesn't want us to retreat and become a recluse and be depressed and defeated in our life. He doesn't want that. Although there's times where we feel that, and sometimes we don't think we'll ever get out of that, but it is the will of God to, during those times, to give thanks. There's a possibility here. And so God will not ask us this morning to do something that He would not enable us to do. Listen to this, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so how we can apply that to a physical storm, spiritual storm, some kind of adversity in your life, right here to Thanksgiving season, we can say this, that we still can praise the Lord because God can enable us to do so. You say, I'm not really understanding your point. You're telling me that I have to be empowered to praise? Yes. Yes. Now, sometimes that's walking through the fires of life, remaining positive and peaceful. That's that empowerment to praise. It's when you're going through a physical storm and you have cancer and the doctors have you laying on the bed receiving chemo treatments out of your neck until March. That's the challenge, is looking even in a situation like that and saying that, God, I need you as my strength. God, I need you as my provider to get through this situation. Lord, if you do not empower me, if you do not give me your peace, if you do not do these things, Lord, I'm not going to make it. And so finding your praise, in a sense, is relying upon Jesus to empower you to get you through. And so Paul says that In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. That tells me that there is a possibility for me in my storm, me in my trial, to be positive. There's the possibility of positivity. There's so much negativity, but there is the possibility for positivity this morning. You've lost your job. You've lost your home. Those things are tough and difficult, but you can still be positive about it. It's God's will that during those times that we involve Him in the equation, that we reflect back on the times that He was God and He showed up in our lives and He divided those troubling waters and allowed us to get through. Those are the times we're to reflect on in our past, in our present. And you'll find out that it'll change your negativity to positivity. God ever divided any deep waters for you? Has God ever led you through the wilderness of this world and allowed you to be victorious? There's a lot that we can be thankful for this morning. We can be thankful for our salvation. We can be thankful for our sanctification, how God takes somebody and cleans them up and uses them. We can be thankful for our church family. We can be thankful for our families at home. We can be thankful for our houses, our cars, our clothes. And like I say in my prayers, the luxuries and fancies of life. Thank you, God, for all of those things. And God says, you are going through a rough place in your life right now, but I challenge you to reflect on how good I've been. You're going through a difficult situation. It is so hard for you. You've never went this way before. You're swimming in troubled waters, but that still small voice says, and you just can't stifle it out, it says, I can do it again. I can do it again. And you're in your storm and you're struggling, trying to put the pieces together. You've already drawn your own conclusions and it's not going to end well. Yet that still small voice says, give me thanks. It's easy. So much easier preached than lived. I tell you, this is the easy part, if there is an easy part. The hard part is when I leave here, walk out and go home. And I deal with life, and I'm confronted with life like you are, and like you do. I get confronted the same way. That's the hard part, Brother Harold. The easy part is preaching about faith and how that God divided those waters and how He did all these miraculous things. And that's easy to preach about. But when you go home, and you get that phone call. Said it may be cancer. I'll tell you what. It's a whole new ball game now. Because the things that you've preached, the Bible that you read, the promises that you claimed during the good times, now mean the most to you. And you're forced, you have two options. You have an option to get bitter or rebel and say, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe, God, you allowed this to happen. Or you can grab a hold of God's word and say, come what may, your word says you have nothing but good for me. And it may take a round of chemo. It may take a losing of a job. It may take losing of a house for me to trust you like I should. But if I want to grow in you and follow you, Lord, come what may, I want to lift my praise. It may take those things sometimes in order for us to realize where our sufficiency is. We see the possibility this morning. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to say this morning that it is possible to be positive. It is possible to praise the Lord in the storm. It's possible. Paul says this is the will of God. Number two, not only we see the possibility, but we see the variety. The Apostle Paul tells us that there are a variety of experiences that come our way in life. The objective and goal is to maintain life with gratitude towards God through the good times and the hard times. Notice the word everything. In everything, give thanks. The words everything is, they're loaded words. They're loaded. It's a variety of life experiences and experiences, new experiences that take place in everything. And again, the objective and goal is to maintain life with gratitude towards God. Now, the words everything means all. It means whole or whatsoever. And so, there are a lot of things that have come our way and will come our way in life. Some pleasant and some not so pleasant. There's a lot of things, he says, in everything. We see the variety of the things that come in our life. Some of the pleasant things that come into our life are the day that a baby's born. Another pleasant moment in life is the salvation of a soul. The getting of a job, buying a car, a house, graduating high school. On and on we go. These are good things that happen in life, and it's part of the everything. But then there's those not so pleasant times in life. Death of a loved one. Rejection of Jesus. When someone rejects Jesus and they reject the gospel, that's not a good thing. Someone loses a job. Someone has lost their house. These aren't pleasant things. And so Paul is telling us that there are a variety of things in life and experiences that are awaiting us. And the whole goal, the objective is to maintain gratitude towards God through it all. And so we see the variety. In everything, give thanks. We see the possibility. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But then, number three, listen to this. I mentioned the word positivity a few minutes ago. But the third point is the positivity of giving thanks. The positivity. The Apostle Paul takes us down a path of possibility in this verse, and it's wrapped up in one word. Notice verse 18, that first word, in. In. In everything, give thanks. This is the path of possibility for us in the storms of life, in the good times of life. Notice what Paul doesn't say. He doesn't say for everything. He says in everything, give thanks, not for everything, give thanks. This morning it would be unnatural, and it wouldn't be natural this morning, and wouldn't benefit our spiritual life for us to give thanks for some things we experience. Just listen to this for a moment. Premature death of a loved one. It wouldn't be natural for us to say, thank you, God, for taking my child home. A spouse, someone who dies prematurely, it would not be a natural thing for me to say, thank you, God, so much for taking my wife home to heaven. Now, I'm glad that she has the hope and she's in that given situation, she's there, but we would never be thankful that they died. We would never be thankful for someone who lost a job, or if my car blew up in the parking lot, I wouldn't go, whoo, thank God. Well, I might. That means I got to get another one, amen. But I wouldn't say, thank God my car just blew up. And so the Bible does not say for, it says in, because it would not be natural to thank God for a lot of the experiences we go through. Just stay with me. Not natural to thank God for these things. And God doesn't require us to thank Him for these things. Listen. But also, it's not natural to give God thanks in all things. It's still not natural to do that. It's not natural to give God thanks for everything, good, bad, and ugly. It's not natural for God for us to give God thanks in everything. And so, it's not natural to give God thanks in all things. It's not natural to give God thanks for all things. What's the difference? There is a difference. The difference is giving thanks in everything makes it possible. Again, there's a difference between giving God thanks for everything and giving God thanks in everything. We don't give Him thanks for everything. It's also difficult to give Him thanks in everything, but the difference is in everything, there's the possibility to give God thanks. I don't give God thanks for the bad things that happen, the challenging things. I don't thank Him for doing that. But it's in those times I thank Him for what He might be up to. It's in those times I thank Him for what He has done. Paul does not say for everything give thanks. He says in it give thanks. And so what this does is this is calling us to reflect on the past. And we're reflecting on the things that God has done in our life. And we're going back to when God saved us. And we're going back in our life to when God has done the miraculous. And right now, today, we're on our sick bed. But back then, we were doing good. And I wouldn't give God thanks for being on my sick bed. But I do give God thanks while I'm in my sick bed for what He's done. Does that make sense? I'm not an apostate. I'm not saying you're not to give God thanks. We are, but I don't know anybody that's going to thank God for taking their child home to heaven before them. But it's not giving God thanks for that. It's giving God thanks in that. So it's an opportunity to reflect upon the good times, the times that God met your needs. These are times when we give God thanks in things. It allows us to see God at work. God, I don't understand everything, but I know what You have done, and I know what You can do. I don't even agree with what You're doing right now, but God, I give You thanks for what You have done, and I give You thanks for what You can do. And so giving God thanks in something allows us to see Him at work. Giving God thanks in something allows us to sense His presence. We may not agree with everything that God does, but if we are obedient and give Him thanks in it, we can start to sense Him doing something somewhere, because He has and He is. Giving God thanks in everything keeps you from getting bitter. How about that one? You have two options this morning. I have two options. With my adversity, I can do one or two things. I said a moment ago, I could get bitter and be caught up in the why or the if, or I could trust Them. Or I could end my dilemma. I could say, you know what? If I don't do something, if I don't arrest my own heart, I'm going to get bitter at God. If I don't arrest my own heart right now, I'm going to just be caught up in the if. If this would have happened, then that wouldn't have happened. If I don't arrest my own heart right now, I'm going to be double-minded and I won't be present mentally. So what I do is I reflect back on how God saved me. And I'm going to tell you that was a tremendous work he did in my life. And then I reflect back on how God put me and Christy together. I reflect back on the birth of Lily and how that, in the same Avalon I'm driving right now, we brought her home from the hospital in when she was a baby. And she's 15 now. We still got that car. I think back in my mind at in our early years in marriage when, you know, just wide open and working and going to church and things coming up and dealing with it and things in the family and deaths, funerals we went to, and how that God seen me and her through all of those things. I'm in a bad spot now. I could get bitter or I could reflect on those things. I don't give God thanks for what I'm going through now. I can't just yet, but I give him thanks in it for what he has done, because it begins to birth faith and positivity, possibility and positivity to get through your current situation. So we see the positivity. He says, in everything, give thanks. I hope I hadn't left you more confused and blessed. But anyway, the message this morning is simply that. Finding your praise. Finding your praise. I hope it made sense to you. I tried to make it make sense. Father, we love you. We praise you for all things. Move in a mighty way. I pray in the invitation time, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand if you need to come. I urge you to come on the very first.